Hello, this is Natalie with Local and Splash looking for Bao.
Yeah, I think you guys are looking for Vlad. That's me.
Vlad. My apologies, Vlad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Are you doing good?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. I have a client interview booked for you right now. The call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah, that'll be fine. We can do it.
Okay, very good. Well, their call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
Vlad, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and the keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google business profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. Okay?
Okay.
Now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as Ardent Build Works, LLC.
Yep.
The address that I have on here is 11311 Morford Road, Cedro Woolley, Washington, 98284.
Yep, that's correct.
Is there a suite number or an apartment number associated with this address?
Nope.
Okay. And you receive regular mail at this address?
Yep.
Is this a home address or an office location?
It's just my home address. I don't have an office for my business.
Would you like me to hide your address?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, will do. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yep, I have a contractor's license, insurance, and bond. So I have everything needed to operate as a business in Washington State.
May I have your license number, please?
Yeah, sure. Let me look it up real quick.
Thank you.
All right, I'm ready whenever you're ready.
I'm ready, thank you.
All right, it's capital A, capital R, capital D, capital E, capital N, capital B, capital L, 747, capital D, and capital T.
Okay. Thank you. Does it have an expiration date?
I'm not sure. I think I have to re-register every year, I think, but
okay.
Let me double check. Yeah, it expires on April 20. Okay, never mind. That's a different thing. Yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't say anything. It just has my license number, my license name, and some information about it. It doesn't say how when it's valid or.
No, that's fine, Vlad. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on, but for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 360-630-7084?
Yeah, that's my business phone number. I do have a personal cell phone that's not associated with my business. If that would be better for you, we can do that.
I guess that you are always most of the time available in these numbers. It's your business number, right? Maybe
yep.
Your If you're busy, of course, you won't answer, but then we can try again. So it's fine with your business number.
Okay. That's cool.
Very good. I have your email address as leusblad301@gmail.com.
Yep. That's going to be my personal email. But anything for like my website or my profile for Google, I have a different email that's for my business.
Okay. I am ready.
So it's just my first name, all lowercase, so VLAD at ardentbuildworks.com.
So your first name and then Ardent as your business name?
So it's Vlad and then at instead of Gmail or iCloud, it's just at ardentbuildworks.com. And that's all lowercase too.
Okay. But for communications with Local Esplanche, we can still use the personal one. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you get in contact with me personally, yeah, we can just use my regular LewisVlad301.
Okay. Very good. Noted. According to the notes, we are creating your website, correct?
Yep. Yeah, I was talking with someone about it yesterday, but I don't know who to send some pictures to, or they told me on the meeting here today, I don't know if it's this one, they said they will tell me what kind of pictures they want and what kind of information they will need for a website.
Once we are done with the interview, Vlad, I am going to send you an email with a short video that will explain you how to download Local Esplanche app and how to use it. Once you download the Local Esplanche app, you can upload anything, pictures, videos, documents, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. I am going to give you two options for your domain name, and then you'll tell me which one you like better. So ardentbuildworksllc.com or ardentbuildworksllc.net.
I think the .com one, and here's my question. I opened up my business a little while ago, like 3 months ago, and when I opened it up, I bought a private domain name for my email and for a website. I don't know if I still have it or not. I tried using Squarespace, and I think I had a business name bought and stuff, but I'm not sure. If I go with one of your domains that you just mentioned, is it free or is it like an extra charge to use that domain name, or is it like all included?
It is all included, Vlad, but if you already have a domain name, we can use the domain name that you have. We will just need your username and password to build the website.
Gotcha. Well, if that's the case, let's just do the one you just mentioned, ardentbuildworksllc.com, just because the one that I got, I don't even know if I still own it, because you were supposed to, like, pay for it, and since I never built the website, I don't think I paid for it.
Okay.
So I think it will be fine.
Okay, very good. We'll go with that one then. We will build you a modern mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion. And in case that you cancel the services with us, you can buy the domain name for $99. Okay?
Okay,
Vlad, do you have a preference on the colors that you would like us to use on your website?
Can you give me, like, an example?
I mean, we can use any color that you like. Some clients, they want to let us know what colors to use because they have like already a brand color for their business, like black and white or orange or pink. There are some other customers that they just leave it to the web designer. It's up to you.
Well, I only started kind of advertising stuff this week, so I don't even have specific logo colors or anything like that, but I don't know, something honestly I'm not really sure. I guess I can just leave it up to you guys. I mean, as long as it just looks nice and modern, and it looks like, you know, a construction business website, you know. I don't want, like, bright blue or bright green, you know, something more sleek.
Okay, not blue and not what?
Can you say that again?
Yes, you were telling me not blue, and then you mentioned another color that you wouldn't like.
Like, not blue, not purple, not red. Like, I want neutral colors, you know, like gray, maybe like a dark green. You know, I just don't want anything too bright. And nothing really bright, like blue, red, purple.
Okay, noted. We will. Okay, I know that all. So don't worry, we'll take care of that. Okay, Vlad, what are your top three services to feature on your homepage?
Interior and exterior repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we can do is just interior remodeling.
Okay.
And siding and decks.
Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
No, not yet. There's nothing that I can think of right now.
How about free estimates? Do you do that?
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, free estimates. Yeah, we can have that be on there.
Okay. I know that you said that you are like a fairly new business, but do you have reviews outside of Google, for example, on Yelp, Angie, Facebook, anywhere?
I don't use Yelp, but I do have Angie. I have one review on there right now, and I have a couple of reviews I can add. I have past clients that I've worked with. I just haven't had anyone. Since I only started doing all this like really recently, I haven't had anyone upload anything, but that's something I can work on.
We can save that for your Google profile. Once we make the profile and you go through the verification, we will send you a tiny URL that you can actually share with your clients or your customers for them to leave a review, but that's going to be like 2 weeks from now or so, okay?
Gotcha, okay.
Okay, Black, do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your website?
I don't have videos, but I do have pictures.
Okay. Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos?
Yes, I have quite a bit of those.
Would you like to enable online payments on your website? That's possible if you have PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. Would you like customers to be able to book directly on your website with you?
If they do you mean like have like a direct email link that they copy, or like a separate way to get in communication with me? Because I'm assuming, you know, on my website it's gonna have my email and my phone number, right?
Yes, so. Your business email and the call tracking number. Yes. So if they book, if you open that option, you will receive an email with the information. Or if you prefer to not activate that for now, we can also do that.
We can leave them an option of like you just mentioned, the first one where they can click and it's going to have my email and stuff.
Okay. Are there any special features that you would like to add to your website?
we can have an about page where like maybe if you click it, it's going to have like a picture of me and maybe like one of my workers, and it's going to have like a brief description of how long we've been in business, something like that, you know. So
we usually do a brief about you on the website, but I am adding the notes that you would like to have a picture of you and one of your workers. So later, once you download the app, please share with us those pictures so we can add it to your website, okay?
Okay, cool. We can do that.
Thank you. Are there any websites that you like, Vlad, from competitors or others?
Honestly, I haven't looked into a lot of them, but I can look around and then maybe when you guys submit me the link to like submit photos and stuff, I can maybe drop a couple links to websites that I like. From the top of my head, no, but I can probably find some that I like the style of, and maybe try to replicate it a little bit.
I am thinking, sorry. If you find those links, instead of uploading them through the app, just text me to this number and just, hey, Natalie, here are some examples.
Gotcha. Okay.
Only for the examples, you can just text them to me to this number, the 877-633. Say 877-635-6225, okay? Please.
Let me write it down real quick. Can you repeat it one more time?
Is 877.
Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225. This is our local / support line. We are always available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Very good. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos for like BVV, Chamber of Commerce, something like that?
Since I'm early out starting, I don't think I have a ton of certifications I can put up, so probably not. I don't think so.
Okay. We usually add your license number at the footer of your website. Will that be okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
I'd maybe like want to, on the website, on the top, I'd probably want something like a quote by me, like maybe I haven't come up with a quote yet, but I know a lot of businesses have like a slogan or something like that. So I probably want to include it. Just from the top of my head, I can't think of one, but
I will help you with that. Later in the call, we will go through your about, mission, slogan, and if you don't have them, I will help you with that. Don't worry.
Okay.
If you like a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features, I can book you a My Site interview with our website design specialist. Would you like to talk to her, or are we good for now?
I think we're good for now. I'm assuming, like, before the website goes live, I'll probably get to, like, see how it looks, right? And then if we got to edit something, maybe we can do it beforehand.
Exactly. Once she has it ready, she will email it to you. You will look into it. And if you want us to make any changes, we can always do that at any time. Okay?
Okay, sweet. That's perfect.
Okay. Next, let's set up your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool will track every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as the username. Okay?
Okay.
I am going to give you the number, Vlad, and please save it on your contacts. You can save it as Local Splash leads or Local Splash potential customers. Please let me know when you're ready so I can give you the number.
Okay, I'm ready.
The number would be 360-203-6181.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Once we are done with the interview, I will make a test call to your call tracking number. That way you'll see how you will be receiving the calls from your potential customers. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Vlad, we can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Ardent Build Works LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting, Vlad, has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
I probably not for now, just because I'm not sure how many calls I'll be getting, just because it does sound like a good idea if you're like really busy, like you mentioned, but I'm not sure how busy I'll be with the amount of calls I might get. You know, so I don't know if it'll be worth it, since I always have my phone on me, and I'm pretty good at responding. So, I think for now we should be fine without it.
Okay. We are going to identify your most valuable services, which are the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. I have a question, Vlad, because according to Venn notes, you are more like a handyman, but then with the work that you gave me before, it seems like you are a remodeler. So what is your
industry? So I'm a general contractor, so I do a little bit of both. I do big jobs and small jobs, which is why I don't call myself a handyman, just because I do bathroom remodels as well and stuff like that. Like once you guys send me the link and stuff, I can show the pictures of stuff I've done before. I do small and big jobs. So I'm just trying to capture everyone. So like if someone needs a handyman, that's something I can do. And then if they need a bigger job, that's something I can do as well.
Awesome. Very good. I just wanted to make sure because I will be working on your account and, well, I wanted to know how to list you on Google. So general contractor is just fine. Very good. So aside general contractor, interior repairs, exterior repairs, interior remodeling, siding services, deck services, bathroom remodeling, what else would you like me to add?
We can put down flooring and trim. We can do window installations. Maybe we can also do door installations as well.
Okay.
And then another thing I know that's pretty popular too is we can do like water damage repairs as well, you know, working with insurance companies. So we can put that down too.
How about kitchen remodeling? Do you do that?
I do some kitchen remodeling, but not a lot. I don't have a ton of experience. I'd probably leave that off for now.
Sure.
I just do way more bathrooms and stuff. And
okay. What else would you like me to ask?
So everything I'm saying right now, these are like keywords. Like once they Google this, I'll be popping up for it, right?
Exactly. Yes.
We can do demo, demolition, and trash hauling as well. We remove all our trash from our site, so we can add that as
like
a service.
Like junk removal?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything?
And then we can also do drywall repairs and installations as well.
Okay.
And then do we also have paint on there somewhere?
No, not yet. So paint.
Yeah, we can add paint. Yep, we can do that.
Okay. Anything else that you would like me to ask?
I'm just thinking on the spot here what else we can do. And then you did write like somewhere in like keywords like handyman stuff too for like little jobs.
Not yet. We only have I only have here what we have discussed. So
gotcha.
The ones that we just went through. Nothing else. So would you like me to add handyman?
Yeah, we can add that. You know, just capture more of the market.
Sure.
Or maybe like instead of handyman, we can write down like handyman services, maybe. Maybe that would sound a little bit more professional.
That's actually what I put. We never recommend using only one word for keywords.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Great.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think that should be good for now. I mean, I can keep adding stuff if you think that's probably going to be better in terms of popping up more in Google. Or do you think that's good for now?
I think that's good for now, but later in the road, if you would like to add more, we can do that. But I think that for now, we got enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we should be good for now. Yeah, we can move on to the next section.
Okay, very good. Once we are done with the interview, I will send you an email with these keywords. And in case that you want to make any change, either add or remove, you just have to reply to that email and we will make those changes for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, just a few questions so I can know a little bit more about your business. Is there anything unique about your business or what do you think sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, one thing I do want to include in the business, in the description of the website, is even though I'm only less than a year into opening up my business, I have 5 years of hands-on experience in residential construction. And one thing too, here, let me look for it real quick. Since we do like we kind of do all our remodels from A to Z in terms of, you know, like starting and finishing. When we do our services, we kind of like, you don't need to hire anyone else. Like we will do the plumbing, we'll do the junk removal, we'll clean up after ourselves. And I remember I had a slogan for that. I just forgot what it was. It was like start to finish, remodeling or something. But yeah, I think what sets us apart is just our attention to detail. We just really take care of anyone's homes, no matter how big or small it is. We treat everyone's property with the respect it deserves.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Do you have a mission statement set up for your business, or would you like me to help you with some examples here?
Well, one mission statement for me personally, I don't know what's the best way to word it, but I personally, from the jobs that I've done before, one thing I like to personally say to my clients is we want to start as friends and we want to end as friends. So I don't want to start as friends, and then towards the end we have issues, and so then we end up, you know, on bitter terms. I want to start as friends, or start as, you know, on a good leg with the customer, and I want to end it on a good note. You know, start and finish with a good relationship. That's one of my mission statements for our business. I don't know what the best way to word it would be, but do you get like what I'm trying to say?
Totally. I am trying to work on it. I was just going to ask you if there's any other notes that you would like to have on the mission, aside what you just said.
I think for now it's good, unless you think I should add something else, or...
That's fine. Let me give you some examples. Highlights. Okay, I have three examples for your mission. Hopefully you like one of these ones. If no, I can create more. So first one is, our mission is to build more than just structures. We build lasting relationships by starting every project as friends and finishing as friends. We ensure that every handoff is a high note and every home is built on trust. That's the first one. Then the second one will be to provide exceptional general contracting services where the human connection is as solid as the foundation. We are dedicated to a collaborative process that begins with a handshake between friends and concludes with a celebration of a job well done, always ending on a positive note. And then the third one will be building with integrity, finishing with friendship. Our mission is to transform the construction experience into a partnership, ensuring we start as friends, work as neighbors, and end as friends for life.
I like the last one the most, I think. It is kind of long, though. Is this like something that's going to be like towards the end of the website, where it's like our mission statement, and it's going to have that what you just mentioned, like that slogan?
It's not long at all. The missions are always like two or three lines, which is just fine. Don't worry about that. We'll make sure that it looks good on your website. But if you see it and if you want to make any change, you can just let us know and we'll do that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's just go with the last one you just said. I like that one.
How about a slogan? You said you had a slogan before, or that you have thought of a slogan?
Yeah, it was something brief. I think it was like from start to finish construction or something along those lines. It was we do everything in-house from the start to the finish. That kind of sets us apart too, so I like that slogan, but I just haven't figured out like the official way of saying it or the most professional way yet. But something like that, maybe we can just have like a simple, you know, quote that just says, start to finish, from demo to from demolition to renovation construction or something like that.
Okay, give me just a second. Okay, I have four options here for the slogan, and then if you just want to give me the one you just said, we can do that. So first option will be from the first sketch to the final handshake. Total projects, total trust, to start to finish, friends to friends. We handle the whole job and we keep the whole friendship. Every step, every detail, every bit as friendly.
I like it, but it's almost a little too much info, I feel like, in some of these. I just want, like, a very brief, like, to the point, slogan. Just, like,
yes,
like, something you can say, like, in one short sentence, almost, I think.
Can you, do you have anything in mind? Like the one that you were saying earlier?
Well, on Angie Pro, on my profile on there, like what it says, where it says about your business, what I wrote was, Artem Buildworks LLC proudly serves our customers with pride, integrity, and attention to the details that matter most to you. So I guess maybe we can just use that, or maybe that might be too long too.
How about pride, integrity, and attention to the details that matter most to you?
I like that. Yeah, we can go with that. I like that. Nice and short and to the point.
Okay. You said you just started your business. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been in the construction business for 5 years, but my own business, I only started it very recently. I opened up my business license like 3-4 months ago, but I only got like my insurance and contractor license like very recently.
Okay. How many people work with your company?
So I'm a one-man team. I do have a couple of people that I sometimes hire as independent contractors to work for me. So I don't have employees per se, but I have like I have regulars who come to my company.
Okay.
So right now it's just a one-person thing, but I do have like I have at least like one guy who does work for me a lot.
Okay, very good. So you basically subcontract when you need it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, very good. Do you do both residential and commercial?
No, I just do residential for now.
Can you please confirm your hours of operation?
Hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And what types of payments do you accept from your customers?
I'm very old school. I just do mostly cash and checks.
Okay.
Like I can also do like on smaller jobs, I do use Cash App and Venmo. For smaller jobs, but I try to do mostly checks and cash.
You said Cash App and Venmo, right?
Yeah.
For small jobs, okay. Good, yep. Got it. Okay, Blas, now that we have your business info, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. And then option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. So I suggest to do option number one.
If that's the case, yeah, let's just stick to option number one for now.
Okay. Let's cover your Google Business Profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So which service areas, specific cities, would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours drive of your base, please.
Well, I primarily like service all the towns in my region. I live in the region of Skagit County, and under Skagit County, that covers like Mount Vernon, Cedar Woolley, Burlington, Concrete, and there's a couple more. I think those are like the ones I'd want to really dominate, but like you just mentioned, I am willing to go a little bit further out, like maybe, like a 40, 50 mile radius around me. So like maybe Bellingham, Oak Harbor, Anacortes.
Okay. Well, no problem. We will create an optimizer, Google profile for you. And then Google will require 1 to 2 verifications and to just the verification methods. Your assistance will be essential for success. Most commonly, you will be verified with a short video tour where you just have to show your equipment and also approval of management. We will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy for you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have business cards?
I just got those ordered, but it sounds like if I will have a website going live, like you mentioned, in a couple weeks, then I'm probably going to get new updated ones with like a QR code to my website or something like that, just to have like a more modern business card.
We can actually help. In case that you need, we can help you with the design with no additional fee. So if you want, I can send you an email right now with the templates that we have. We design it for you. We send it through your email, and then you just have to print them. Would you like me to do that? So you can see the templates that we use?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay. I'll just send you the email. You should receive it in a minute or two. And then there will be a link in the email where you can choose from the 4 templates if you like one of those ones.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, I think I just got that email. Okay, I'm just looking at the templates right now. I think template 2 might be the better one.
Template 2, okay. I have 2 options. With those colors that you are seeing there, or you prefer that the card has your logo colors?
Yeah, even though I haven't established them yet, I'd want them to like match whatever is on the website.
Okay, logo then. Okay, very good. Vlad, in the unlikely event that Google wants to verify your business through the postcard method, we will let you know that you will receive one, and you will receive it in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. If we let you know that you will get it, please be mindful checking your mail because it looks like a junk mail, but it's actually Google Postcard that has a code inside. You can enter that code yourself in the client dashboard or call us and give us the code.
Okay.
If Google decides to verify your business through video and you have any trouble with that, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. And please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions, okay?
Gotcha, okay. So is that going to be like a random email I one day get or something, and then I have to like set up an appointment, or?
You will receive an email from us in about, most likely around 7 business days. Once your Google profile is created, Google will let us know how they want to verify your business. Once they let us know, we will send you the instructions through email with images to make it easier and simple for you. If you receive that email and if you still have questions, you can just call us or text us to this number, and we'll be more than happy to help you with any question you may have.
Gotcha. And then one little detail, I did, like 2 or 3 days ago, I did, before I went with, before I found you guys, I tried to make my own, Google web page. So like not a website, but just like have my name pop up when they Google me. And I think I was successful at doing it. So I don't know if you guys will have an issue trying to do it, since I might have already created a web page for myself. Is that okay? Or?
But did you create a website or a Google profile?
I did not create a website. I think it's just like a profile. So like when you Google my business name, something pops up, but it's not like a website.
Do you remember going through a verification, like a PIN number, a video, or something like that with Google? Do you remember going through that?
I definitely didn't send them a video. I know that for a fact. I think I might have had to like show my driver's license, but that might have been something else, just because I've been like setting up my business for other apps. But no, I didn't have to send them a video. I didn't have to do that.
What about a PIN number over the that a PIN number that they sent you to your phone, and then you enter it on the Google profile?
So I'm on my email right now. I'm just trying to see if I got anything.
Before I call you, I looked for you on Google and I didn't find you. I always make sure that you guys, our clients, do not have a profile. Because if you have a profile, I mean, it's no problem. It's just a different process. You will need to give us access as admins. Before I call you, I did not find you, and I am trying to find you now again, and I am not finding you either. So I am thinking that maybe it was a different app last.
Maybe, but when I look up Arden Buildworks LLC on Google, the only thing I see is Angie's list, and then the other thing I have, it shows right after that, it says, you manage this profile, only visible to you, and then it says Arden Buildworks LLC, and it has like a profile picture that's blue with a blue check mark.
Can you send me a screenshot of that you're seeing right now to this number, please? So I can take a look. Maybe you created the profile and Google hasn't told you yet how they will verify your business. Because if you haven't go through the verification with Google, that's the reason that I cannot see it. So just want to make sure.
Gotcha. So
thank you.
So I'm sending the photo to this call. So it's a 360-301-8839.
Oh, no. No, sorry. I forgot that I use a different number to call you. And the number is 877.
877.
635.
635. 6225. Okay, got it. So I'm going to send a photo right now.
Did you send it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have. I think I sent it through my primary phone number. So you might have got it from 360-399.
Sorry, what was the number again?
It's 360-399-3788. Mm-hmm. I can try to resend it through my business number.
If you don't mind. Please.
Or were you able to find it, or?
Okay, your number is 360-399-3788.
Yep.
Let me try to find it.
Yeah, and I just sent like a full size photo or a screenshot.
Okay. I am looking for it. Give me just a second here, please.
Okay.
So once again, 360-399-3788.
Yes.
No, I have not received anything from that number.
Okay. I try to just resend it through my business phone number, the one that I'm on the phone with right now.
Okay, let me go back then. I got it. The business. Okay, I received your message from your business line, Vlad, but the message is blank. There's nothing in it. Sorry.
Let me try to resend it.
Please let me know if you resend it.
Okay. Sending right now is just not fully loaded.
That's fine. Sometimes it takes a little bit. Is it fully sent now?
It's almost. It's showing the green bar in the top, and it's like towards just, the end. But I have kind of
let me know when
Wi-Fi.
It. That's fine. Don't worry. Just let me know when it fully when it's completed, so I can update my system because I need to update it once it's sent. Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got it. Oh, did you get it?
And I am opening right now, and I actually got to. Okay, let me open the message. See what shows here.
On my side, it said to try to resend it because it said not delivered. So I'm trying to resend it. It might be opening as a blank.
No, but I got it now.
Okay, cool.
I have it now. So yeah, that seems. Only visible to you. When did you create this? Last week?
Like earlier this week, like maybe 3 days ago.
Yeah, so this is what I think. I think that you did create the Google profile, but Google has not sent you the verification methods that they are going to use with you. So let's try to do this. I just sent you an email with some steps that we are going through right now, you and I, to see if you can add us as admins to that profile, because I'm pretty sure that you did create one. It's just, it's not public yet, but
according to
the, that little blue star is the star for Google. So you should be receiving the email any minute now. It's titled important, please add us to your Google business profile. Once you receive it, please open it. Let me know when you open the email, please.
Okay.
Did you receive the email?
Yeah, I just got the email. I'm just trying to go with option A.
Yeah,
the only thing is I don't know if I made a local Splash account yet or not.
That's fine. Please just let me know where you are so I can help you. If you already click on client dashboard, your username is your phone number without any spaces, the one that ends with 7084. Let me know once you add the number and I will give you the password.
Okay. Okay, so I think I got on 630-7084. And then what's the password?
The password is in lowercase, is beats, B as in boy, E, A, V as in Daniel, and S as in Sam. Beats, lowercase with no spaces. Were you able to access?
So it's B-E-A-Z.
V as in day, as Daniel.
Oh, so the first one is D?
No, the first, I'm going to start over. So is B as in boy,
okay.
E as in Eastern, A as in okay. Apple, D as in Daniel, and S as in Sam.
So before the S, what was the second to last letter?
V as in Daniel. Daniel?
Oh, so D, Daniel?
D, yes.
Okay, so it says, I just logged in and it gives me the option to connect to Google.
You are going to click where it says connect with Google, and after doing that, you are going to either sign in or choose a Google account that manages your Google listing. Once you do that, you are going to click on continue and finally click on allow, please.
Okay. So, I'm on the page where it says Local Splash wants access to your Google account. Select what Local Splash can access. So it's the two blue dotted ones. It says see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings, and see, edit, create, and delete your Google ads. So just select those two?
Yes, please. And then you will click on allow, please.
Okay. So you think you guys should get access, it says access granted successfully.
Yes, I just received the notification. Client added Office Manager. Okay, very good. I'm glad that you brought up that you already create one. So, like I was explaining, I'm pretty sure that you have not verified your your profile yet. So once we know how Google wants to verify you, we will let you know, okay, and help you through that process.
Okay, good. Sounds good.
Very good. Okay. Vlad, we sent you an email that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. And in that email, we ask you to please upload pictures of the following. If there's anything of these that you don't have, that's fine. Just send whatever you have. We request images of your tools and equipment, work vehicle with licensing, business license and insurance, business cards, business registration, and also an invoice. You can either reply to the email or upload the pictures to the Local Splash app, which is what I recommend you. Okay?
Are those pictures going to be used for just verification of my business or?
Yes. Verification process for Google. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay. The only thing is I have tools and stuff. I do have a vehicle. It's my personal vehicle, but I don't have a business insurance on it yet. Is that fine? As long as the license plate and everything is in my name?
Yeah, don't worry. If you don't have insurance or if you don't have any of these, just miss that. That's no problem at all.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Vlad. One growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview these postings and update these anytime in your client dashboard. This will help your Google profile and it has no additional fee. Would you like me to activate this feature for your business?
Can you say that one more time? Just repeat it real quick.
We offer you Google profile postings to keep your business front and center. You can revise them anytime in your client dashboard. This will help your Google business profile, and it has no additional fee.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Good. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
No, and I probably won't be getting Yelp, just because I heard from other contractors it's not a very good website for construction and stuff.
Your campaign with us includes that we create you a Yelp page and optimize it for you. Do you pass for now? You don't want us to create one?
Yeah, let's not do a Yelp account.
Okay, Vlad, do you have a Facebook business page?
No, not yet. The only thing I have is just an AMG Pro account for now.
I assume that you do have a personal Facebook profile, right?
No, I don't. I don't use Facebook. I don't have social media.
The only reason that I am asking that is because your campaign includes Facebook ads, which helps your campaign a lot. So in order for us to run the Facebook ads, you must create a Facebook business page. In order for you to create these, you need to have a personal profile. So we don't need you to put any pictures or do anything. I mean, you can just leave your personal profile blank. Just create it so you can create the Facebook business page, and we will optimize a page for you and run the Facebook ads. I just sent you the instructions on how to create your Facebook page. Just make sure to create a personal profile before, because you will be doing the Facebook page, creating it from the personal profile. Does that make sense?
So you just need a personal page just to create it, but like your personal page won't be like a public page or anything like that, or?
Yes, exactly. In order for you to create the Facebook business page, you need a personal profile. I have had clients in the past that they are just like you. They don't like social media. So what they have done is create the personal profile with the business name. It's going to ask you like a birthday name or things like that because you are creating a personal profile. But if you don't want to create a personal profile under your name, you can just create a personal profile with the business name. And from that profile, create the Facebook business page and give us access. Once you give us access, we will receive a notification that we have access to the page so we can start working on the Facebook ads.
Okay, I gotcha. I mean, the reason why I said I didn't have a personal Facebook page is because I do have like a Facebook page, but it's not like a, it's just for a Facebook marketplace, like for buying stuff, but it's not like Vlad Lewis or anything like that.
Okay. So how do you have it?
I think it's like Paul Pavlovich or something. I don't have like any friends or like followers on it. It's just there to buy stuff.
Well, if you want to, you can also create the Facebook page from there.
Gotcha.
It's up to you. You have, like I said, like I just explained, you have several options. It's just up to you, whatever works best for you. And once you create the page, well, we'll and give us access, we will be able to optimize your page and start working on the Facebook ads. Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, I'll work on that.
Very good. For the Facebook ads, would you like to send those specific images or messaging, or have our creative team handle these for you?
I'm still not super sure about that. I'll probably have it sent to me first. I'm just not super familiar with Facebook. That's why I'm kind of thinking a lot, just because I don't have a ton of experience with it, so I'm not really sure what the best way would be to go about it.
If you are not really familiar with it, you can just leave it to us. The good thing about our campaign is that you can check everything that we are doing in regard to your campaign on the Local and Splash app. So every time that we run a Facebook ad, you will be able to see that through the app or even in the Facebook page. And if there's anything that you don't like about the app or that you want us to improve or to change, you can just let us know and we'll do that.
Yeah, and one thing, was Facebook ads, is that like a separate fee that you pay, or is that like all-inclusive, or how does that work?
It is included, Vlad. All the items that we've been through the interview are included. The only thing that was not included was a voice greeting that you didn't want to add to your campaign. That was the $19. But other than that, all the items that I'm going through are included.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. There are three lead response methods for the Facebook ad. We recommend using the form fill. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. Would that be okay?
Is form fill, is that like how am I going to receive the form? Is it going to be like to my email directly, or?
Yes, your potential customer will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and then the information will be sent to you via email and text message in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Plus, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
You can guys reach out as needed. I'm usually available freely, like after 3 p.m. That's like the best time to call me, I think. Just because before that, I'm usually doing something at work.
Okay. Noted. Do you have a logo to showcase your brands?
I do have a logo that I use on Angie Pro that I can share. That I kind of like.
Are you going to use that one? I am looking at it right now at your Angie page. Is that like a mountain with your name and a hammer?
Yeah, it just says Ardent Buildworks LLC, and then it has like a green border around it and a mountain. I mean, it's kind of basic, but that's what I've been using.
Well, I think that it's good, but if you want us to create a new one or make any changes to that one or just leave it like that, I mean, it's up to you. And if you want any changes or a new one or anything, it has no additional fee.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, yeah, the logo I'm looking for might be a little bit different too. I kind of want something that's, I want something that can be like on all my profile pictures and on like on my website, my Facebook.
Do you have an example?
I think so. Yeah, I should have like something I would probably want. Like,
do you have it handy right now, so you can send it to me?
Here, let me look one up real quick. I'm just looking on Google real quick on something that I'd want. Sorry, I'm still on Google, just scrolling.
That's fine. Do you have a baby?
Oh no, I'm sorry. That was my cat going off. He's it's a nice day outside and he wants to go outside, but he's an indoor cat, so we don't let him go out. That's what you're hearing. He's just standing next to a window and just meowing really loud.
I don't know why I thought it was a baby, but I get it. I also have a cat, a black cat, and it's also an inside cat. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a really nice day today, and I'll sometimes like let him go out a little bit if I carry him, and I'll bring him back in, and then he's even more excited to go out, so he's just really loud.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just found one logo, and I'm just sending it to you right now.
Okay.
You know, it's just a simple the color scheme I don't care about. The one that I'm sending is blue and gray. Which, you know, I don't mind, but like I mentioned, I just wanted to like to kind of reflect what's going to be on the website and stuff.
If you send it through the number that we're calling from, or through your personal?
It's through my business, and I'm sending it to your 877-635-6225 number.
Okay.
I just have slow Wi-Fi, so it's just taking a little bit.
Okay. Don't worry. While I review it, I am going to continue.
Okay.
For the project photos, videos, or documents, like I told you before, you can upload them through your client dashboard or through the Local Splash app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Vlad, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'd prefer to use my personal photos, but if we got to do what we got to do, I'm fine with that too.
Thank you. Your client dashboard login, which you should have received already, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and on any device. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases. Ads live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed, and then directories and Google Business Profile will optimize in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard or Local Splash app for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet with you regularly to review and refine the strategy. Also, Vlad, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors that are claiming to work for Google or offering you unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, please forward those to us immediately, but never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash. Okay?
Bye.
Okay, I got your message. Let me send the message. Okay, so you want something similar to that?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be exactly that. I just want something that has like a house on it and some sort of like tools above it just to kind of show that it's a construction business. Doesn't have to be anything fancy, just it could be like that.
And you said that you have no preference on the colors?
No. Like I mentioned, as long as it's not like one of those bright colors, as long as it's something neutral, I think we'll be fine.
Okay. Plus, I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. That will be on April 24th, which is a Friday. Around what time works best for you? 3:30?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay, very good. Well, now I want to test your call tracking number. So I am going to let you go on this number, and I will call you right back to the number that I gave you earlier, okay?
Okay.
Very good. I will call you right back.
Okay.